Well, when you come across an op-ed entitled "The Underworked Public Employee," you know someone's itching for an argument. Andrew Biggs and Jason Richwine. Mr. Biggs with the American Enterprise Institute, Mr. Richwine with the Heritage Foundation, both market-oriented conservative think tanks in the nation's capital, co-authored this piece in the Wall Street Journal. They say that that staffing is a serious issue in government, and that they're not dredging up well-worn stereotypes of government employees enjoying shorter work days or prolonged sick leave or extended vacation breaks. They're just reporting out the data. They claim that compared to the private sector, government workers are underworked. Let's get some more details from Jason Richwine from the Heritage Foundation, the co-author of this piece in this morning's Wall Street Journal. Hello, Mr. Richwine. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. Appreciate it. Now, what reaction did you receive from this piece?
Well, you know, it's still early, so we'll see what the whole reaction is. But if past experience is any indication, I suspect that there will be some people who are upset about it. But, you know, that's not our intent. You know, we're not just, you know, throwing bombs here. The point is we want to save taxpayers money. We want to have a situation where public workers are treated just like private workers. They should get the same pay as private workers. They should have to work as much as private workers. I think that's what's fair for both the public sector and for taxpayers.
You pointed out that government employment, not just private sector employment, has fallen, but government employment has also fallen. 500,000 jobs, in fact, 562,000 fewer government employees at all levels since September 2008. That's a decline of about 2.5%.
Right. So what's happened since then is that there have been calls, especially from the Obama administration, to essentially bail out state and local governments. It's to say, well, you had this level of employment before the recession, so we need to give you money so you can restore that level of public employment. But I think that the whole implicit notion there is that the original level of employment is the appropriate level. And what we say is, look, there's a simple empirical fact to indicate that that level was probably excessive, that there's overstaffing in the public sector. And that's simply that the average public worker does not work as much as the average private worker. If you actually had public workers, you know, increasing their hours to the extent that they would be matching private workers, you know, you'd be saving about really over $100 billion a year
just
in labor costs.
Here's what you say, and I say this, by the way, as the son of a father who worked for the police department and then the state corrections department, and a mom who worked for the county, and a brother who works for the state. So I have, government employees are very close to me. I actually love some of them. And I know people who work for the government who work very hard. But here's what you say. You say that the stereotype has some truth to it, that during the typical work week, private sector employees work more hours than federal workers. Explain.
Well, the data set, I should probably mention, is very objective and comprehensive. That's really the reason why we put this out, because there are lots of past things that just kind of, you know, do a survey. They'll just say, you know, how many hours do you usually work per week, and then just write down whatever someone tells them. Or on the other hand, you could have contract hours where it's just, you know, what are you required to do versus what you actually do. The data set we use is a time diary data set where people have very detailed records of exactly what they were doing every hour of an entire 24-hour day. And what the BLS has done, that's a government agency that collects this.
Bureau of Labor Statistics.
That's right, that's right. They have categorized various activities objectively. So one of them is time spent working based on these time diaries. So we have a pretty objective sense here of what's going on. And to give you some specific numbers, we have, for the private sector, working about 41.4 hours per week. This is when they're actually working. This is not including vacation. This is, if you're working this week, you work about 41.4. Federal, 38.7. And then state and local, 38.5. 1. So these are pretty substantial differences. And when you add those up over the whole year, now in sort of incorporating also the value of vacation and all, you get roughly about 1 month less of work in the public sector compared to the private. So, you know, this is some real differences.
So you're saying the average private sector employee works about 40 minutes more a day?
If you do the math, I think it works out, yeah.
Than a government worker? Now, what about things like lunch breaks, healthcare benefits? What about things like vacation?
Well, the beauty of the data set is that all of those things like lunch breaks are just automatically incorporated into the time diary. So when you're keeping this diary and someone's interviewing about what you've done, you know, if you had lunch from 12 to 1, you just that's written down there. You had lunch from 12 to 1. So that would not count as work. So the actual work variable used here is a very good approximation of actual work being done as opposed to just what you're scheduled for, which could be very different.
Okay, what are the differences between federal workers and the private sector workers when it comes to things like vacation?
Well, if you look at vacation days, you'll find that the paid leave is definitely more generous in the public sector compared to the private. Federal workers have more vacation days, as do state and local workers, even when compared to the largest private sector firms, which also tend to have more vacation time than the smallest private sector firms. But as I said, the beauty of the data set is we need not actually look at the official vacation days. All we have to do is find out whether you were working that day and how long you were working. That's it. And we simply add all that up. So it's very objective, very comprehensive.
So are you saying that there is some truth then to the stereotype that public employees are underworked?
Well, yes, absolutely. That is the intent of the piece. But I want to emphasize, though, that it did not mean that we are saying that public workers are necessarily lazy. And I know a lot of people are going to immediately think that, but I think that the public sector employers, the governments, are just as much at fault and perhaps more at fault than the workers themselves for the differences we observe. I mean, if you think about it, you know, the more lenient you are and the more willing you are to sort of allow certain kinds of behavior, the more likely it's going to happen. If my boss told me I could work 40 minutes less today, well, you know, eventually I'm probably going to work 40 minutes less. So I think it's a problem inherent in the public sector. It's not a problem with the people themselves necessarily. So we could, I think, easily fix this problem just by sort of taking a closer look at work schedules and really getting a better sense of how much public workers are really doing compared to the private sector.
How much of this is a fixture of government unions?
Well, it's hard to say, actually, because it's difficult to control for that. But I think what I would like to do, probably in the future, sort of as an extension, is to say, okay, let's look at just private sector unionized jobs versus public sector unionized jobs and see if there's a difference there or not. That would be interesting.
What I'm looking at is, you see, you said that you blame private or public sector employers. That is,
yes.
You know, the government employees who run and manage and lead departments and agencies, et cetera. But if they are observing union contracts, and as you know, a much larger share of the government workforce is unionized than the private sector workforce, that's what I'm trying to get at, is
yes.
When you say that it's documented, it's clear, it's proven, the numbers reported out, and the numbers are objective, government workers get, you know, more sick days, more vacation days, and work fewer hours a week when they are working than their private sector counterparts. How much of that is a function of unions?
I think it's all of a piece with government in general. Because you're right. I mean, I think there are a lot of managers who say, look, I would love to have my employees work more. I can't because there's this union contract that says they don't have to work more than this time, or they have to get a break after this certain amount of work and all. I understand that completely. I think their hands are tied in a lot of cases. But what I'm trying to get at is that this structure of government, I think, is something that affects this. Unionization, for example, is optional. You know, there's no constitutional rule saying that public workers have to be unionized. And in some states, they're not unionized because the government has just made the decision not to allow unionization. So even unionization itself is a product of what the government has decided as a whole. So to me, the solution is sort of reforming government rather than just sort of blaming individual people for it.
And by reforming government, the first thing I trust you would do is not hire more government workers.
I think that's a pretty safe bet to make. Yeah, I think that the overstaffing, I think, is fairly evident. And as I said, it's really kind of ridiculous to just assume without any evidence that the prior level of public employment before the recession is the correct level in any sense. How do we know that? You know, we don't know that. And frankly, I think that it's really excessive in the first place. So I would definitely think that any attempt to further bail out state and local governments, state and local government workers, I think is a bad idea. I think states and localities really need to deal with their fiscal problems themselves.
I am talking with Jason Richwine. He's with the Heritage Foundation, along with Andrew Biggs from the American Enterprise Institute. They co-authored a piece, ran in the Wall Street Journal here, The Underworked Public Employee. They say that if you look at the data, and they explain how the data is collated and reported out, that you will find the average private sector employee does work more hours when they are working, about 41.5 hours to 38.7 hours for private sector employees, 41.4 hours, federal workers, 38.7, local government workers, 38.1 hours, and says that, you know, this tells him that we don't need to hire more government workers. What we need is to get more productivity from the workers who are there. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that seems to be where you're going on this, Jason.
It's a very, very good summary. I think that's why you're in the radio profession. I think you can quickly summarize these things.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to encourage people to read your piece and react to it. Do we have it posted yet on our Facebook page there, Phil? Okay, Phil will post it on our Facebook page. 570 KVI, or at John Carlson, KOMO, since I still do commentary for Como as well. You also check it out in the Wall Street Journal, and it's posted on realclearpolitics.com.